Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast, coming to you from San Luis Obispo, California, with Andy Stevens, Owen Main, and Luke Johnson.
Hey everybody, it's Owen. Welcome to podcast episode, I think it's 64 now. You'll see for sure at the top of your page, whether you're listening on Fansmanship.com, on the iTunes store, or through Stitcher. Stitcher is a great app for your phone. On today's podcast, we're going to talk Frisbees, actually discs, because Frisbee is a brand name of a pie company. But disc golf is something that's growing in popularity. I think almost every day I have a friend who checks in at either the Laguna Lake or Sinsheimer disc golf course in San Luis Obispo, and there are a few disc golf courses. San Luis Obispo is also home to a 16-year-old who is a professional disc golf player or disc golfer. His name is Peter McBride, and I got to play around with him this week. And then I sat down with him afterwards to talk a little bit about disc golf, what his aspirations are, talking about even maybe getting a tournament, a sanctioned tournament in San Luis Obispo at Laguna or somewhere. So hope you enjoy our conversation. Peter's a really interesting young kid, and I had a good time playing golf with him. And here's our conversation on the Fansmanship.com podcast. As I thought. So Peter McBride, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. How old are you?
16.
And when did you start playing disc golf? I call it frisbee golf. Is that bad?
It's not bad, but frisbee's a brand name, so it's disc golf.
Do you know where the frisbee brand came from originally?
I don't know the exact.
Do you know the story?
Not the exact.
Let me tell you the story, because it started because there was a company that made pies called the Frisbee Pie Company, and they put their pies in a pie dish that was metal at the time. And so after students were done eating the pies, they would turn it over and throw them back and forth, throw the dishes back and forth. And that's how the Frisbee was called the Frisbee. So you're right. It is a brand, and they probably just make Frisbees now, right?
Yeah.
Do they still make Frisbees? I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
Okay. They don't make competitive disc golf discs that you know of.
Yeah. I don't think so.
So disc golf, do some people get annoyed when you call it Frisbee golf?
Some people, but yeah. I don't think it's not that big of a deal.
You're good with it either way.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Now disc golf, you know, it's gone from a bunch of wooden sticks, like for me anyway, that's how I kind of first got introduced, was the posts at Morro Bay by the golf course down there where the campground is. Now, and I know I say now, I mean, who knows when they started, and maybe they've always had the chain netting and so forth, but it seems like it's a growing sport.
It started in the 70s when Steady Ed, he made the first basket, and he...
His name's Steady Ed?
Yeah, Steady Ed. He's the founder of DGA.
Okay, which is the...
Disc Golf Association.
Got it, huh?
And he started making that because he wanted a target for... Because it started with target golf. Everyone just, like, picked a tree and just try to see how the least amount of shots you could get to the tree. But and now it's this sport where there's money in it, and it's professional. It's like it keeps growing. I think it's a sport of exponential growth, because just every year I see there's more disc companies, more manufacturers popping up, and it's crazy how much it's grown.
Yeah, I see these chain things kind of all over the place. And we're here at Laguna. We just played 10 holes, I guess, because we played number 9 as well. And I got a lot of work to do to catch up to you. So, like, you see these things popping up. So you do think it's a growing sport. I agree that it's something that more and more people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Just because it's so accessible. Like, compared to normal golf, you have to go out and pay greens fees up to, like, a couple $100 or, like... But disc golf, all you have to do is buy a couple discs for maybe $5 used, and you can go out and play anytime you want. And it's free, and you can just come out here with your buds and have a good time, or you can compete with them. And just everyone that I've met out playing disc golf has just been really friendly and inviting, and just they always give me tips. And
so that's kind of the culture of it too. Mm-hmm. I know one sport that I was involved with for a little while that was kind of like that from a friendliness perspective was curling. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of ice time's expensive, so that's where it differs, I guess, from disc golf. But everybody was, like, super friendly. It didn't really matter how good you were. I mean, you kind of competed, but it's more about kind of learning how to do it. Mm-hmm. How long have you been playing for, you said?
6 years.
Okay, so since you were 10. Mm-hmm. What got you into it originally?
There's actually this program that I had in PE where we just had these little traffic cones that we threw to. And I'd been aware about it before, and I went to the store and bought a set of discs, and then I rode my bike down to Sinsheimer Park, which is a couple minutes from my house, and I just every day, nearly every day that summer, I went and played, and eventually I got into the local club, and then they gave me a push, and now I'm playing tournaments.
So this is when you were like 10 or 11, you were like riding your bike to play disc golf every day.
Yeah.
And so you were like in elementary school somewhere in San Luis at the time. Wow. All right, cool. And you grew up in San Luis, right?
Yeah.
My whole life.
I asked you this earlier. Are you the best player in San Luis Obispo or the best player in the county, or what? How does that work?
There's a lot. There's probably a good core, like five or six people in the county that I always compete with, and it's anyone's game, really.
Got it. But so on any day, you could be. Mm-hmm. You could be the best player in the county, depending on how the day goes.
Okay. I play the most tournaments out of anyone, but there's a lot of people with some skills out here.
Now, tournaments, like, what is the... Is there, like, a tour? Are there, like, a number of tournaments that are, like, accessible? How does that work? How do you get into a tournament? How do you kind of play your way into starting to play tournaments?
So, the tournaments that I'm talking about are PDJ sanctioned, so Professional Disc Golf Association. They sanction them, and there's... Every month, you can go on to the events website, and there's so many every month, but there's a A tiers and the national tour, which those are the two highest levels of them, and they're just the professionals that travel. They travel all around the country. They were just in like Denmark.
Oh wow!
And they go all over the world to play disc golf.
So even all over the world, that's cool. So you've played in some of these tournaments, and you've won at some levels, some of them too, right? So tell me about that. Is that more recently?
Yeah, okay. More recently, I played Advanced Amateur, which is just under Professional, and I have 3 victories in Advanced Amateur. So, and then actually, a couple weekends ago, I took 12th in a national tour event up in Santa Cruz, and I accepted cash, which now, and officially, I'm a pro.
So you're a 16-year-old disc golf pro.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And what kind of cash is it? Is it like cash where like this is all these people do probably, or is it cash where maybe like you might have another job still? Like it's not that big yet, right?
Yeah, most people have extra jobs or they just save up a lot of money and just. I've talked to a couple of professionals and they said it's way different because you're out there playing disc golf and you have to putt. It depends. Like if you make this putt, you're not gonna eat ramen, but if you miss it, you're gonna like not have a good dinner.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's like the difference between maybe like $2,000 or $500 on a tournament, and then you take in expenses. Now you're talking about like, did you make money or did you come here for like not to make any money or even pay to play? Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
The Happy Gilmore syndrome when he was first on the PGA tour or whatever that was. Tell me the list of courses that are in the county here. You listed off like 7 earlier.
So there's one in at Heilman and Atascadero. There is one at Sea Pines in Los Osos. There are 2 in San Luis Obispo, Laguna Lake and Sinsheimer. There's one in, I think, Pismo. It's just one basket.
Oh, okay.
And then there are 2 in Santa Maria.
Got it. So. Got it. What's the key to being really good at disc golf?
Well,
first, what's your favorite out of all those courses? Is it here at Laguna?
I think my favorite one is Waller Park in Santa Maria or Heilman Park.
Or Heilman, which is up in the Atascadero. Mm-hmm. You were talking about the wind here at Laguna because it's the one that you end up playing at probably the most nowadays. How does that help you? Because everybody knows it's windy at Laguna Lake and it's windy up Los Osos Valley if you live in San Luis Obispo. How does that help you like as you play tournaments against other people? You were telling me a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it helps me because I come out here and you have to choose the right angle, the right disc for the wind conditions. And a lot of people in some tournaments I play, some people, they don't even know how to deal with that ability. They don't even have the ability to do that. So it gives me a leg up on some of the competitors.
Right, right. How many discs do you have in your bag?
I have about 22.
And that's kind of average-ish?
Yeah.
And there's no limit?
There's no limit.
So you could, if you had like a shopping cart or like a...
Yeah. Some people push their baby strollers and have their disc golf bag in there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you think there ever will be a limit? Do you think that that would make things like better? Like you said, some guys carry the same exact discs that would that have like three of the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they have 20 discs, but maybe they only have the only seven different kinds or something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't think I personally don't think I wouldn't. I don't think there should be a limit because if I have like say 60 discs, mm-hmm. and I don't think that's an advantage because I don't think you've thrown all of them enough to know exactly what they're gonna do. So maybe you pick out a disc you haven't thrown in like a couple months, and you don't know what it's gonna do. So.
Got it. You were making a point about ball golf, and that's what disc golf players call golf or ball golf, I guess. You're making a point about it earlier, and you said that you know those guys can just sit there and hit balls for hours, and they don't have to go chase down the balls and hit them again. It's your disc is your club and your ball essentially. So, yeah. How does that work when you get a new disc to get used to it? Do you like just play like a whole round with that disc just to try to figure that out, or what do you do?
Yeah, normally I play if it's competitive, I play around and then throw it on an extra shot if the competitors will let me, or I just go out on a field and throw it and see how it flies.
Got it. So you're still in high school, obviously you're 16. Mm-hmm. Obviously you've figured out where you're going to go. You're a professional now, technically, which is kind of cool to say, right? To tell people like I'm a pro disc golf player. Tell your 16-year-old friends probably. I can picture that. But where do you see like frisbee golf taking you as far as being able to do things? You were telling me about that you've kind of changed your school plans even to match.
Yeah. So next year I'm doing independent study, so I can travel more, and because this year I kind of was always behind in school because I went to Arizona, I went to a couple different tournaments that required me to take school off, so mm-hmm. I had to kind of do catch-up work the whole year. So this year next year I'm just doing independent study so I can travel more, which I'm already signed up for Pro Worlds in Indiana and the United States Disc Golf Championships in South Carolina. So
you must have pretty supportive parents too, mm-hmm. to be able to do that.
I wouldn't be here without them.
Right. And pretty cool about like a random sport too. I mean, disc golf's really fun, but like yeah. you know, to be really good at a random sport, and they got to be able to be, you know, you got to have people who are supportive of you both, you know, financially and otherwise, right?
Oh yeah, the first couple years I played tournaments, my mom drove me to every single one. So now I drive myself or have my friends drive. So.
Okay, so you're 16 now, so you can like drive yourself, or mm-hmm. you have people who you know who can take you as well. How much of a difference does the type of disc you have really make?
It makes quite a bit difference. There's probably hundreds of different types of discs on the market, but a lot of them have the same core, properties. But if you can manipulate a disc to do whatever you want, but it helps to have the disc to know what it does, so.
So it's a lot of practice, too, and it's not just the disc. Just like, it's not the clubs when you're playing ball golf.
Exactly. You could be throwing... The good pros, it doesn't matter. They can make a switch. Like Dave Feldberg, he got a new sponsor 2 weeks before he played a tournament, and he won that tournament 2 weeks later with brand new plastic. It's all about the player.
Got it. We're out here in the wind. Is it just me, or do you notice the wind more when you're a disc golf player? Do you like wake up in the morning and go outside and you're like, oh, it's windy today?
Yeah, I do.
I better get out there quick or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in tournaments, that's the first thing I look or listen for.
yeah, absolutely. Now, you talked about a local organization, and I want you to tell me a little bit about that, because we are in San Luis Obispo, and Fansmanship is San Luis Obispo-based, and so if somebody wanted to get into disc golf, how would they go about getting into the sport? Like, here's the advice somebody told me. They said, go to Big Five. There's a three-pack of discs that has, like, a putter, a driver, and a mid-range. Go get that, and then, like, just go out there and just start going like on your own. But there's organizations around too, right, that, mm-hmm. that are there to help.
There's a local one called Slow Throwers, and they're a non-profit. They actually got Laguna Lake Disc Golf Course. They raised money and to put the baskets in, and
how long has it been here for?
Before you joined them
were the baskets here?
Yeah,
so over 6 years, 5 years,
or the baskets, there were nine baskets in.
Okay,
so it's been they've been in for a couple years.
Okay, so tell me about Slow Throwers.
They're nonprofit, and they raise money for to build this course. But they also have tournaments every week, which you pay like $7 if you're not a member, or $5 if you are. And normally it's doubles, so you get a – it's doubles best shot. You get a flip and have a partner, so that's helpful if you're learning. So
it's like a best ball scramble kind of thing, mm-hmm. yeah?
Okay. Exactly, yeah. Okay. And it's good to go out there because that's what happened. My first tournament I played, I won. I was with one of the better guys, so I won, and the, it really kick-started me. So.
You got excited at that point. You're like, wow, I could yeah. – this is pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what do you win when you win, like, one of those weekly tournaments? Anything? Just high fives?
You win money.
If oh, okay.
You, it's probably doubles. You can win, like, 15 to – $30.
Okay.
Depends how many people show up.
Right, right, right. And then the rest of it goes to the organization probably.
$1 for from each pay in goes to the organization.
And the rest of it goes to the winner? Or is it like 1, 2, 3 for second, third or it,
usually it's one and two, but it's okay. They pay third if there's enough people.
If there's enough people then it's if there's only four teams yeah. first and second, yeah, it wouldn't be the way to do that. What else do people need to know about disc golf like around here?
Obviously
excuse me. Obviously, it's something that you really enjoy and that you really like to do. What do you think, like, people who see these people walking through the weeds in at Laguna, like, what do people need to know about it who don't know anything about
just,
it?
Just, if they're interested, just go on Craigslist and buy a disc for a couple bucks. That's all it takes, and you can come out here and with your buds and just have fun.
Yeah, I see a lot of people just walking around. Time. You know, just kind of cruising around in the morning or whenever. It's a good walk, too. I'm a little bit...
Yeah, it gets you... It's hiking with a purpose. You get to compete or just throw at baskets and hike. You get to be out in nature and enjoy the outdoors of Slo County.
You were talking to me about your personal goals, like, as far as, you know, your professional and all that kind of stuff. That, mm-hmm. But there's also some goals that you have, I guess, here, around here, as far as maybe having a tournament around here someday that's kind of like a sanctioned tournament. Do you think that's a possibility?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to happen soon. Maybe not that soon, but in the next couple of years, we'll get the club will get their stuff together, and we'll have a big tournament out here.
The course will be like set up enough mm-hmm. To be able to do that. And you're talking about getting benches out there by the holes. It's kind of sometimes hard to see exactly where you start from through the weeds. There's nice like concrete pads where you're supposed to tee off from, but sometimes it's hard to see those, and there's posts, but there's not information on those posts yet. It's just a number written, right?
We're hopefully getting soon. We're gonna get information like hole distance and where the hole is, and mandatories and out of bounds on the signs.
Because there's a couple areas where there's a barbed wire fence, so you throw it over there, you're out of bounds. That's a hard mm-hmm. hole. But it's just like golf, because when you see that thing, I'm telling you, people. You throw it the other way, you miss it far the other way, and if you try to hit it straight, it goes into the muck. Peter, I really appreciate it. Thanks for playing around with me and putting up with my, like, 7 shots per hole, and it was a good time. Hopefully I'll see you out here again.
Yeah, thanks.